We take fresh, fit for purpose surplus food from the food industry, that includes retail and manufacture. We take that food, we redistribute it to frontline charities like those that have actually specifically been set up to tackle holiday hunger. And we get that fresh produce to them so they can whip together the nutritious meals for them children to enjoy. I think the free school meals are there for a reason, and I can understand the position that the schools are in, that actually they closed down over the summer. But that's why there's these amazing initiatives like Holiday Hunger, Fit and Fed, that have come out of the woodwork and have seen the problem and are now saying, look, we can do this, we can come together and we can meet the needs. A third of all food grown or brought to market for human consumption is wasted each year. So if we've got people that are hungry, let's feed people first. Let's get that food on the plates of the people that need it. Not in the ground, not burning in an anaerobic digestion plant. Let's feed people that need that food. As we move forward, we've learned from this summer. This was the pilot that we've teamed up and we've got alongside Fit and Fed, and we wanted to make this work. In future, I believe we'll be able to impact much greater numbers. But as I say that, 2,000 is a great start, and I couldn't be any prouder of my team for what they've managed. These are often families where both parents are working. They just need that little bit of help. And it's not always a longevity or a consistently long problem. It can just be for a period. And we need to understand that and remove some of the stigma around how we support those that really need it.